You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure you join us at the Toy and Food Drive coming up this Friday and Saturday at the Walmart on 40 Highway.
Watch Brian lose on dominoes.
I'm not going to lose. That's that. Everybody knows that's when Brian gets all the dubs on the domino table. But come on through and donate some non-perishable food items and some new toys to help some families out this holiday season.
Yes, yes.
Well, play. Speaking of this holiday season, records are being broken. Cyber Monday went down yesterday and said that the sales hit a record $9.2 billion.
Whoa. And I ain't spent one red dime.
You didn't mess up no commas yesterday?
I did not. I wanted to, but I didn't feel the urge.
Oh, wow.
What about you?
Yes, I did. I did a little shopping last night. Well, they was having some deals, 50% off, 60% off. I couldn't help myself. You know, I had to take care of my peoples for Christmas. But it's up 16.9% from a year ago, with people spending an estimated $11 million every minute from 11 p.m. to midnight. That's according to Adobe Analytics. But you know, today though is Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
So usually this Tuesday, you want to give back to some charities. And online giving surpassed $400 million last year.
Oh, wow.
So if you spent some commas yesterday and on Black Friday, it's only right for you to give back today on Giving Tuesday.
There
you know what I'm
is.
Saying?
There it is.
Yes.
Can we break that record today?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, Shay and I, we are, we're both partners in Hope with St. Jude. We help out the Salvation Army. Shout out to Suburban Balance. There's a lot of charities like that's good for our society that desperately need our help, that may not have the commas to go ahead and do what they need to do for the country.
Find a local one that you support here in the city and help them out if you want to do that too. That'll be a good look too as well.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
All right, it's now 6:21, mostly cloudy and 32 out in Raytown. What's going on, B?
Oh, boy. Ray J was spotted catching a flight at LAX play yesterday, and he wasn't wearing his wedding ring.
Uh-oh.
Wedding ring, I should say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dog. Him and his wife, Princess Love, they've been going through it.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
That's what happens when you go to Vegas.
According to TMZ, there are conflicting reports as to whether Ray J and Princess Love are trying to work things out. They're also reporting that Ray J wants to work things out, but Princess is not really open to it.
She threw.
Hey, man.
With the GH.
I know Ray J had one wish, but
he about to do a remix.
Hey, man, it's cheaper to keep her, dog.
Man, you should know that.
My dog Johnny Taylor, he said it the best, dog. He said it is, and it's really true to this day. This song was made in the 70s?
Yeah, I was gonna say
60s, 70s. It's cheaper to keep her. So we're going to pray for Ray J and Princess Love and hope that they make it through this, because she's pregnant right now.
Yes.
And so, you know, that'll be two kids that, you know, that'll be separated with this whole thing. So we're going to hope for the best for them and the family.
Yes. And Lil Fizz going to holler at her as soon as you get done. So you
better
don't mess that up, bro.
Oh, no.
Slide to the DMs like Whit Merrifield.
And make love good. Whoa.
All right, Lil Wayne, he has launched his new premium cannabis brand. Now, he has teamed up with Goku Ultra Premium on a line of high-potency cannabis products aimed to give customers, quote, the best high of their lives. The flower boasts the highest natural levels of THC available and are sourced from the most experienced growers, whose strains are very limited and incredibly potent. The brand is now available in select LA dispensaries with a larger rollout slated for 2020. You going to Cali to get some of that?
Get it? Larger rollout? No.
Excuse me, sir?
How high does one need to be? Especially a Lil Wayne high, that dude. Have you seen him lately?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to be that high?
Sensational.
He ain't looking human, but you know.
He doesn't look like a Martian lately.
He looks malnourished.
He could play Sonic right now if he wanted to. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, speaking of entrepreneurs from New Orleans, Master P, he has unveiled his own line of ramen noodles. It's called Rat Noodles. Yes. Now, the flavors will include, check this out, creamy chicken gumbo. That sounds delicious. Hot and spicy Cajun shrimp. I can roll with that. Spicy picante chicken. I can roll with that, too. And sirloin steak beefy.
Beefy?
Oh, hell yeah. All them sound fire. Have you tried the wrap snacks?
I feel like I tried one of them.
They pretty good. And I know these are fire.
So who gonna be on the cover of these?
Aunt Jemima, I don't know, somebody from New Orleans.
Is Lucy Bird going to be on a cup of noodles? What's going on here?
But shout out to Master P, man. He's been hustling and doing his own thing. Hey,
and he's hustled everything. Yeah,
since he has had basketball dolls. Player. He, you know, the rap label. He was Ricky Williams' agent in the NFL?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Master P is the hustler of all hustlers. Man,
if he find it, he going to hustle it to you.
Rihanna's 2016 album Anti has made history. The album is the first from a black female artist to spend 200 weeks on Billboard 200 charts. She's actually the first black woman in the chart's 61-year history to reach the milestone. Additionally, she was ranked the 7th most streamed female artist on Spotify for the month of November, even though she hasn't dropped an album in almost 4 years. So shout out to Rihanna one time for always making history and doing big, big, big things.
Yes, yeah. Guess we needed her, huh?
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
Yes. You seen Rihanna lately? Speaking of seeing people lately?
Seen that forehead.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight gone.
That's what we look to for advice right there, baby.
Look at that. Ooh-wee. What? You see that booty?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my kids gonna make me them up. I get them everything they don't want for nothing. And all I ask them to do is do not mess up at school. Why y'all teachers gotta call me every day telling me you sitting on top of the desk when you already know? I guess that's what happened when we moved to the ghetto. The kids get to act in ghetto. They lost all respect for their elders. For me, I gave you opportunities to live with the white people. Now they'll try to send your mama to jail too.
Ma'am?
And that's why I'm mad.
Racist.
You gave up opportunities with the white people?
Racist.
I said, if you want to go live with the white people, you can go take your stuff and get out right now, but you're not going to disrespect my house. If you can't listen to me, what I'm telling you, you can get out.
How come they can't live with Hispanic people or Asian people or other black people?
They can live with whoever, because that's who's going to come get them. The white people are going to come drag them out of here when I bust their head to the white meat.
Racist.
Yeah.
Miss Cindy, calm down, okay?
I'm calm down, but I don't like my kids messing up at school. We strive for greatness around here. When your teachers call and they already know what y'all can do and what y'all capable of, they get around these kids at school and now they don't know how to act.
You got to do like the old school parents did. You got to pull up on them in class while they in their teacher and see how they do that.
I be at that school all the time. They already know how I roll and they know I'll beat my kids A right there at the school.
My uncle pulled up on me in school and tore me up.
Right then and there.
Okay, I was a new kid at the end of the day.
What they say, where you act up as, where you get it.
See, the thing with my kids, they ain't never had one of them old school ass whoopers yet. See, they think they covered by the law. You can't whoop your kids, but I don't even follow laws and rules. I'm going to beat your ass.
Okay.
Look at all this world out here.
You saying too much now. Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Accommodate yourself.
Don't see me on the news. I told y'all.
Have a good day, Miss Cindy.
I'm going to try it. Bye, y'all.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Be careful on the roads. Construction crews will reduce eastbound I-70 by one lane today and tomorrow during the day as crews complete bridge work near the Truman Sports Complex. So if you're heading eastbound on I-70 and I-435,
eastbound and down,
you better watch out. You better not cry. Construction is going to be here tonight.
Okay.
So, Play, you like bananas, right?
Definitely was one of my favorite fruits till it made me start yakking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you no longer like it.
But bananas is definitely a good fruit.
As I take a bite of my banana,
right,
most of us peel them, right? You know, everybody peels our bananas. But apparently, Play, you shouldn't if you're trying to lose some weight.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Eat the peel?
So there's this dietitian that says eating banana skin can improve your sleep, improve the appearance of your skin, and even help you drop a few pounds. Now, it's the holiday season. We're going to be gathering around. We're going to be participating in libations and eating and stuff. She says that eating banana skin will increase your intake of fiber as well as your intake of vitamin B6, vitamin C, potassium, and magnesium. But she says that you should put the peel in a smoothie, baked goods, or curry, as cooking it will soften it up, making the nutrients easier to absorb. I can see myself doing that.
I've never seen anybody eat the banana skin. Have you?
No, I haven't. But as I swallow my banana, I can see myself doing this because a lot of people peel kiwis. I don't peel no kiwi. I eat the kiwi whole. I like the little brown furry part on the outside.
Is that how you eat it?
Yes, I eat it like it's an apple. I eat it just like that.
Just bite down.
Hell yeah, it's good.
So won't you bite down on that peel that you got right now with that banana?
Well, it's a banana. That's an acquired taste, my brother. I'm not...
B6.
I'm not finna... I gotta work my way into that. I can do it in a smoothie, but I can't just bite the banana skin. Like, first off, the texture isn't right all the way right.
Doesn't quite curl right.
Yeah, it makes your mouth... I don't know. It does.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Yeah, it just...
Why don't you put that with your wrap noodles?
You know what? I will think about doing that. When Master P makes them available, I will eat my banana with the dang on wrap noodles.
There you go.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you a leftovers guy, Play?
Always.
So, are you still eating on your Thanksgiving leftovers?
No, I'm done with that. But
are you done with it?
Yeah, yeah. I went up until Sunday.
Listen, I'm a leftover guy, okay? I don't like to throw food out.
Yeah, but I'm a leftover, period. Yeah. But yeah.
So, they're saying that any leftovers you have in your fridge now, they're already bad. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says outbreaks of bacteria that cause food poisoning occur most often in November and December. It may have been linked to holiday foods like turkey and roast beef.
Oh.
So they're saying that if you still got your mac and cheese and your fried turkey and all of that stuff in your refrigerator, throw it out today if you have not done so already.
You still got stuff left?
Yes, I do.
You still gonna eat some today?
Yes, I will.
What's your cutoff date?
Fix me a nice sandwich when I get home.
What's your cutoff date?
Until it's gone. That's my cutoff date.
Nah, bro. You can't be serious.
I'm very serious, but too bad our friend Plies don't agree with me.
Now, I'm gonna go ahead and explain to some of y'all what I just had to tell my mama. Because some of y'all don't think you supposed to throw the leftovers away. At some point, the leftovers got an expiration date on them. You can't keep eating them leftovers as long as you want to, man. Some of y'all might want to write this down, because I'm gonna give you the calendar and the itinerary for these leftovers. You cooked the food on Wednesday night. Thursday, you ate the food. Friday, that's when it was its best. Saturday, you're pushing it. Sunday, ain't no more leftovers. Monday, you tripping. Tuesday, your ass getting worse if you still eating them leftovers. Wednesday, hospital. Thursday, dead. That's just the bottom line for these leftovers. Because some of y'all think you can just eat the leftovers how long you want to eat them. It don't work like that with the leftovers, man. It's an expiration date on them leftovers. Keep them for a couple days and get them out your refrigerator.
So you getting worms today? Is that what you getting?
Somebody told a lie one day.
Oh, no.
You're a liar.
I don't believe in that, and I'm a do as I please with these leftovers.
4 days is long enough, B.
You're a lying sack of
Stacy Shaw, good morning.
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about myths about traffic tickets. One of my Facebook friends posted a picture of an officer hiding in the bushes with a radar gun. I'm going to be back at 7:35 with more.
It's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, it is now 7:23, cloudy and 33 in Lee Summit. What's going on, B-Shining?
Gotta wish a happy birthday to some of them crazy Sagittarius. Dominique Jackson, actress, she's 28. My dog Montel Jordan, love his music, man. He turns 51 today.
Wow.
Yeah, something for the honeys.
51?
51 for Montel Jordan. Trina. God, I love her. She turns 41 today.
Who's bad? Oh,
oh. I was going to do that. Hey, hey. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I love Trina.
Don't know that.
Trina Braxton, sister of Toni Braxton. She's 45 today. Dasha Polanco, who I love. God, she's fine. She turns 37 today. Dasha Polanco. What? You don't know none of... Google her. You'll see who she is.
Okay.
Rico Love, singer, songwriter, producer. Turn the lights on. Turns 37 today. And Tiffany Haddish.
Oh.
She turns 40 today.
She ready.
Happy birthday to everybody born on... December 3rd. So T.I. and Tiny, you know, they were on Red Table Talk. And, yeah, man, they went in on their marriage and, you know, some ups and downs that they had.
When I could not get him to respond, nothing was working.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, I'm going to move how I want to move.
That was it.
This is something that we always go back and forth about all the time. But the second time I came home from prison, so the first time I came home from prison, we got married.
Right.
Didn't do a honeymoon because I was on my way back to prison again.
Right.
Duh. And that time, I believe, see, our relationship from 19 years ago was kind of built on, I guess, the principles or practice of us being together all the time. We were a huge part of each other's lives. When I went to prison, I guess she felt like, well, now I have to figure out what I'm gonna do.
Right.
Because I don't have you here to continue the protocols and the practices that we have established. So when I got back, the world was upside down. She kind of had an air like, my time. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
I thought we were just gonna hit the ground running and get back to things being the way they were. And there was an acclimation period.
Yeah.
That I had to make it through. And me just coming back and not being in the position that I was in, it left me feeling lesser than. So I had to go and figure out ways to make myself feel proper and adequate again. And that led to things that led to things that led to things.
Yeah.
Because
I get that.
Of the fire.
I understand.
Okay.
I get that.
But.
You had your say.
I got a lot more to say.
Get on in there.
What he's trying to say is I went and I found my own voice.
Man, listen, when you get married to somebody, it ain't always going to be peaches of cream. Your honeymoon only lasts, you know, a week or a month or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you got to stick with that person. You got to adjust things. Sometimes things going to be high. Sometimes things going to be low. It's for better, for worse, for sickening and health.
Cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her.
You just got to make them adjustments in your marriage.
Yeah, that's real, though. And it's got to be harder just with them two, because we're not talking about regular Susie and Ken out here. We're talking about T.I. and Tiny, people that Ben watch on TV all the time. We know their whole family. We know their family members and all that. So it's got to be tough to be in the spotlight and being watched. And
it definitely is.
Man, that's got to be tough on them.
In an interview with GQ, Lauren London opened up about her relationship with Nipsey Hussle. On processing his death, she said, quote, I can't talk about our last day together, and I still have to be strong for my children. I have a 3-year-old that's still asking, where is daddy? He doesn't understand the concept of death. She also described Nip as extremely gentle and very present father. Wow. Yeah, that's got to be tough, man, dealing with that stuff. You got the kids and...
It still don't feel like he's dead, man.
Because his music is going to last forever, and his legacy and his impact is going to last forever. And yesterday we had a discussion on whether he's a legend or not. Because of the manager, WAC 100, he said that he's not a legend. Well, to some people, he is. Yeah.
And he's a growing legend, if you think about it. There's a lot of people who didn't really know about Nip, and now you hear everybody talking about him. That tells you about the man right there.
A long-lasting impact on his community, and that's what really matters.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Definitely one of our favorite segments on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Stacey Shaw, good morning. Let's get right to it.
Today we're talking about traffic ticket myths. A lot of people have misconceptions about traffic tickets.
Number one, in the state of Missouri, if you don't want to have points on your license, you have to hire an attorney. In the state of Kansas, some municipal courts allow you to negotiate directly with the prosecutor to pay double your fine to get no points on your license. But in Missouri, you have to hire an attorney. Number two, when you get pulled over, the officer does not have to show you the radar gun. If you are not shown the radar gun, it is not a basis at trial to get the ticket dismissed. If you're looking to get a ticket dismissed, there has to be serious errors on the ticket, like the wrong name, the wrong car, the wrong location. There has to be serious defects on that ticket so that you would not have noticed that the ticket is supposed to be for you and that there's going to be reasonable doubt that you were actually pulled over for the infraction listed. And don't forget, when you are going to trial for a speeding ticket or any traffic ticket, make sure that you have all of the evidence that you need for trial and that you're going to be held to the same level as an attorney. So you have to know the rules of evidence. You have to know the rules of criminal procedure in order to win your case. And so if you have questions about traffic tickets, my law firm is famous for traffic tickets. I started off in a tent doing $99 traffic tickets, and we are still continuing our Cyber Monday sale for traffic ticket restoration and license reinstatement. You can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. I'm on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law, and you can hit me up online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Don't forget, today is Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we call for complete peace, and we wear black to honor the victims of violence in Kansas City. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We got to send out a big congratulations to our partner, our quarter broadcast group family member, if I must say so myself, Mr. Alvin Brooks. The Greater Kansas City Chamber named him Kansas Cityan of the Year.
Okay. Man. Of the year, Craig.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he's really like one of the Kansas Cityans of the century, if you ask me, of the decade. You know, for real, Mr. Alvin Brooks has done so much for our communities.
He's one of the first real, what you call Kansas City, like, leader, per se.
Yes.
That I met when I first moved up here to Kansas City.
Yes.
Always been cool cat to me, man.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Brooks, for everything that you've done. You definitely deserve this.
No doubt.
So, Play, did you ever try the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I still haven't tried it.
Wow.
I know, right? I'm still black, too, by the way.
Well, sir, if you haven't tried that one, then you might want to go to your local McDonald's pretty soon.
Oh, no.
Because McDonald's is now entering into the fast food chicken sandwich wars.
Oh, no.
They're testing out its crispy chicken sandwich in Houston, Texas, and Knoxville, Tennessee. The sandwich includes a fried chicken patty on a potato roll topped with butter and pickles. And the deluxe crispy chicken sandwich version will feature lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise. They can keep the mayonnaise off that and tomatoes
always
too.
Yeah.
So when they roll this out eventually in Kansas City, you gonna be in line and go get one?
I don't know, man. I wasn't in line for the Popeyes one. So I'm gonna get in line for McDonald's, and you know how I feel about Popeyes.
You've been watching Boondocks too much. That's what you've been doing.
No, man. I can't wait in line, dog. I could barely wait in line at a restaurant, dog, for a real meal.
Oh no. To me, the McChicken does its job. It's good enough. I love the McChicken. Put a little cheese on it.
I like their strips at McDonald's. I'll give them that. Them little buttermilk tenders are cool. I can
get
those.
Chicken strips at McDonald's now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like
you
can pick up an X up there too if you want to.
So if you had to rank the chicken sandwiches,
okay, all right,
what would be your top three?
All right, so top three is going to be Wendy's number one.
Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A number two.
Wendy's over Chick-fil-A?
And what would be a good third one? You know, Sonic is underrated on the chicken sandwiches.
Sonic's?
They're underrated, dog. They are. But Wendy's, dude, you tell me Wendy's ain't got a good... Wendy's been had that chicken sandwich, bro. Ben had that chicken sandwich.
I'll go with Chick-fil-A, Burger King, then Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's.
Oh.
Then Popeyes. Oh. The Popeyes one is good, but it ain't.
You can't forget about Zaxby's.
Oh, man, they are fire.
And I haven't had a Popeyes yet, so once I have that, I'll
see how
I can rate that.
And you gotta try the Gold Chicken Go one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Put a little G-sauce on it. Oh,
see,
my God.
See, man, you lost me on the G-sauce, but that wing pack, whoo.
Yes. Listen, if you ever caught your ex at Gold Chicken Go wilding out, it's time to flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
He's a soft bum now, and I was so horrid. I got a whole nother man, and he's mad. He can't even come to the hospital no more.
To the hospital?
The hospital.
Was y'all working together or something?
No, we ain't working together. We work with our kids together, but he can't even come to the hospital to see the baby if the baby goes to the hospital.
Okay. So why y'all break up? What happened?
Because he was a cheater and a
whore. Oh!
You liar. You a cheater.
And it's been a while, and we thought we would be cool until, you know, we went to the hospital yesterday, and he had to get put out by the security.
Oh, dang. No. Security!
Please, exit left.
And your new thing is better, huh?
Ah, way better.
How you know he ain't cheating on you, though?
He ain't cheating on me. Okay. I'm too good to him.
Uh-oh.
He know better.
Okay, all right.
I mean, not that it's a know better, but you know, when you got a good woman, you wouldn't want to lose her. Some people just don't know better. They was young, and now they grown, and it's too late to apologize.
Too late.
All right, what's your name?
Chanel.
All right, Chanel. Treat them right.
I do. Thank you. Right. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Same now.
Bye.
Thank you.
Flex on your ex.
I was with my son's dad, right? But I had been kind of wanting to get out of the relationship anyway, so I found out he was cheating on me. So I went ahead and got with, you know, a new boo. And it's just been an all-around upgrade. I'm talking about upgrade in the bedroom, upgrade on the quality time, and upgrade financially. So I'm lit right now. Do you hear me, y'all?
Why were you in the rush to leave him so soon, your first man?
Because, like, it was just the relationship. He ain't the kind of person, like, we was together for the baby, you know? He's not the kind of person that should be in a relationship with anybody.
Upgraded in the bedroom, huh?
Single. Yeah, all around. That's all, like, I'm tripping. I should have been did this. Like, I'm so lit right now. Y'all don't even know.
I've been tripping you.
Right.
Hey. All right, what's your name?
Kayla.
All right, Kayla.
All right, man.
You have fun with your new boo, okay?
Enjoy that life.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
She is super happy, boy. She got some this morning.
Oh,
I know that voice.
And make love good.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
All right, it's now 8:22, 33 at the Legends. What's going on, Sean?
Sean. Oh, okay.
But
he pronounce
Sean.
It right.
I'm sorry. Shine.
I'm playing with you.
My country accent here.
So, Ray J, he was spotted catching a flight to LAX yesterday, and he was not wearing his red wedding ring.
Oh, boy.
According to TMZ, there are conflicting reports as to whether Ray J and Princess Love are trying to work things out. They're also reporting that Ray J wants to work it out, but Princess, she ain't really open to it.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
How do people... I don't know. I guess my singleness is talking right now, but I don't see how people be pointing, looking at his, like, are they just looking at his hand looking for a wedding ring or what?
Oh, I'm sure there's ring watchers. I can't even say that. I'm sure there are people watching everybody's moves like that, especially these gossip celebrity sites. You know they got people out here looking.
He's a bum.
Whoa. That's how you feel, Shay? All right.
Lil Wayne has launched a premium cannabis brand. He's teamed up with GKUA Ultra Premium. It's a line of high-potency cannabis products aimed to give customers, quote, the best high of their lives. Their flower boasts the highest natural levels of THC available and are sourced from the most experienced growers whose strains are very limited and incredibly potent. The brand is now available in select Los Angeles dispensaries with a larger rollout slated for 2020. You going back to Cali to...
I'm going back to Cali, but not, man, not for that, though.
Not for that?
How high do you need to be?
Flavor Flav high.
That's how high three right there. What he working on? Jeez, Louise.
Robert Downey Jr. high.
Man, first lean and now that.
Speaking of Louisiana entrepreneurs, Master P, he's unveiled his own line of ramen noodles. They're going to be called wrap noodles. The flavors will include creamy chicken gumbo, hot and spicy Cajun shrimp, spicy picante chicken, and sirloin steak beefy. Which one of them you trying?
You know what? Out of those, what was the first one?
Creamy chicken gumbo.
I would probably try that one.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'll probably go with that one.
That hot and spicy Cajun shrimp don't sound too bad either.
The little Romeo spicy picante chicken wrap noodles you gonna get?
They gonna have Fiend on the cover one of them. They gonna have Cain and Abel on the sirloin steak beefy. And Fifth War Weeby. Fifth War Weeby. No mystical. No. They went Fifth War Weeby on the spicy picante chicken.
Hey, kids, look up Fifth War Weeby, man. Look or that not, dude up.
Not the kids.
Skullduggery, look them cats
oh,
up.
Oh, Lord, no. Silt the Shaka, his just going to have a whole bunch of stuttering on the package or something. Before we go to that, why you mad though, Rihanna's...
She murdering house slippers?
Yes. Oh, come on, dog. Don't do that. He gonna have a special kind of ramen noodles, man. They already got his kind. Hey, man. Rihanna's 2016 album, Anti, has made history. The album is the first from a black female artist to spend 200 weeks on Billboard 200 charts. Yeah. She is actually the first black woman in the chart's 61-year history to reach that milestone.
Wow.
Additionally, Play, she was ranked the 7th most streamed female artist on Spotify for the month of November, even though she has not dropped an album in almost 4 years.
Wow.
Congratulations, Rihanna. Always doing big things with the beauty lines, with her...
Lingerie.
Just her whole business. Yeah, the lingerie. Just her whole business mind. She's really got herself together.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Take that, Beyonce.
Oh, come on, dog.
Now what?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.